We've been very concerned about this issue around the urology services in the hospital. The then consultant urologist, Kevin Moran, had resigned in controversial circumstances around a year ago. And he was saying clearly that he wasn't getting the staff and resources he needed, and he was under incredible pressure. To my knowledge, we haven't replaced the consultant urologist, and now we have this huge backlog where we have 328 patients who are waiting over a year. They're outpatients. And now we have discovered from a parliamentary question in Sinn Féin that the inpatients are 42% of those waiting are waiting over a year. It really is a scandal, and we need resources deployed to it.
With the general election fast approaching, can your party give a commitment to address this issue?
Well, absolutely. What we have said in our health plan is that we would invest 3.3 billion euro additional expenditure over the next 5 years of government. Also, we have said that we would recruit 6,600 frontline staff. That's consultants, doctors, nurses, and so on. These are fully costed proposals that we've worked for months and months on. So to say to people in Donegal and elsewhere that the crisis that they're seeing in their health service can be addressed and can be tackled, and that's what Sinn Féin are calling for.